Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Vav, the top line of Daf Vav and Aleph. Let's review. Our Mishnah stated, Shnayim Mechsim Metala, Zayim Anim Mitzisiyah, Vizayim Anim Mitzisiyah, Zayim Mekul Shli, Vizayim Mekul Shli. And the din was, Zay Yishava She'in Le Bav Pachs Mechetzia, Vizay Yishava She'in Le Bav Pachs Mechetzia, V'yachleiku. And we saw different reasons as to why there is a requirement to make a Shvua. And Rav Papa on that Bezim and Aleph stated that it's only a Shvua Drabbanan, that Drabbanan will Mesakin, that both of them have to make a Shvua as a deterrent to someone that may be Maheta and say that they could take this Mitzisiyah, or they could take this item from their friend, but they will not want to make a Shvua Sheka. And on Daf Gimel and Aleph, as well as Daf Hei and Beis, Rabbi Yechon stated that it's Takanas Chachamim, Shlo Yei Kol HaChvechad, Hoylech V'Teiker V'Talish Shechaberi. And the Gemara was bothered that if we are concerned that Reuven was just trying to steal this item from his friend and steal this talis, so L'Chari would just say that Migu D'Chashna Amrina, Chashna Amishvasa, and how will it help by requiring Reuven to make a Shvua? And the Gemara responds that since a Shvua is so Chamar, as Taisus brings, that at Matan Terah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Leisisa Nizdazea Kol Ha'ilam Kulei, so we don't have a klal of Migud Chasha Amrina Chasha Shvasa, and the Gemara has been attempting to find a riot to this side that we don't say Migud Chasha Amrina Chasha Shvasa, and our Gemara now continues Ve'alahada Amram Nachman Mashpir Neis Shvuas Heses Name of Migud Chasha Amrina Chasha Shvasa. That Lemaisa we know that Rav Nachman taught us that even if Reuven claimed that Shimon owes him $100 and Shimon is Kaifa Kol, that Rabbanu will Misakin that Shimon has to make a Shvuas Heses, as they wanted to try to incite Shimon to be Maida, since he won't want to swear falsely. And L'Chari, in a case where Reuven was Kaifa Kol, so we don't have a svar of Shlemuti Kamishtamit, since Reuven was Meis Panav Lichba Kol, and therefore we should say, Migud Chasha Amrina Chasha Shvasa. And by the fact that Nachman said that we make Shimon swear, so we see that we don't say, Migud Chasha Amrina Chasha Shvasa. And I entices at the top of that from Rav Nalef, where he asked, Tema Hachinami Mishtamit, the L'Chari, why do you say that it's considered Chasha Amrina, if L'Chari there is a svar, even in such a case, that he would be Mishtamit, and the Gemara continues with another raya. V'su hadatani Rav Chia shneim nishbayim v'neitlim v'bal bayis and neima migud chasha amrina chasha shvasa. Rav Chia taught us a brisa in which he comes to be mefarish the words of the chachamim that argue on bananas in the Mishnah Masechta Shvuos by the case of Chenveni al Ben Kasai, that both the poel of Reuven and the Chenveni will swear to Reuven. The poel will swear that he didn't get paid, and the Chenveni will swear that he paid the poel, and they will both be able to collect from Reuven. And once again, that we see, even though certainly one of them is lying, we still require both of them to swear. So we see that we don't say Migud Chasha Amrina Chasha Namishvasa. And Ayin Rashi, who asks why the Gemara didn't bring a raya directly from the Chachamim in the Mishnah and Masechta Shvuos, and why did we dafka bring a raya from Rav Chia in the Braisa? And we actually bavarned this point when we learned the Gemara, and the way we explained the Gemara was based on Taisus Dibel Maskel L'Tanu Rav Chia, where Taisus says Hikshu Rashi Amay Lo Maisi Mastis in the Shvuos, and Taisus explains Veishleima Dalidei Rav Chia Shana Rabbi Knumucha Chasam, that as the Gemara says that really the words of Chachamim in the Mishnah Masechta Shvuah states, Hu nishba v'neitl, v'hi nishba v'neitl, and it's not clear exactly what Chacham meant, and it's through the Brice of Rav Chia that we actually understand exactly what Chacham meant, as we just explained. And the Gemara continues with another raya that we don't say a svara, Migud Chasha Amrina Chasha Shvasa, v'su hod am Rav Sheshe, shal shvuas mashmina isai, shvuas shloi peshati ba, shvuas shloi shlachti ba yad, shvuas she'inu b'shusi, neimu Migud Chasha Amrina Chasha Shvasa, elu lo yamina Migud Chasha Amrina Chasha Shvasa. And another raya is that since Rav Sheshes taught us that when a Shomer Chinam claims that he's potter because the Bekadim was stolen, then he's required to make three Shvuas. Number one, that was not Pesheah. Number two, that he was not Shaleach Bayad, as once he would be Shaleach Bayad, he would be considered a Gazlan and even Bechai Ba'insin. And number three, that I don't have this item in my possession. And L'Chira, how would we require the Shomer to swear that it's not in his possession if that means that we are Cheshish that the Shomer is trying to steal the Bekadim? And if so, we should say, Migud Chasha Amrina Chasha Namishvasa. And therefore, from all these three points, we have a raya that we don't say Migud Chasha Amrina Chasha Namishvasa. Gemara now continues with another reason why a Mishnah hold that Yachleku B'Shvua, as Abaye Imer Chayshin and Shem Milmu V'Yishan Yesh Lo'elav. Abaye doesn't agree to Rabbi Yechon, as he holds that if we are Chayshish that Reuven was Hoylech V'Toik B'Talin Shel Chaveri, then we would have to be Chayshish that he swore falsely, as Abaye does hold Migud Chasha Amrina Chasha Namishvasa. And the reason why a Mishnah requires a Shvua is because Rabbanim were concerned that Reuven was owed a prior debt and Shimon denied or forgot about the debt. In order for Reuven to collect his debt, he will grab onto the talus of Shimon, and therefore we will require Reuven to swear, as in this way Reuven will be Maida. And the Gemara asks, the L'Chira, if a chashash is that Reuven had a prior existing valid debt, then he really can make a Shvua and swear that he owns his own less than 50% of this talus, and it will be a truthful statement. And as Rashi states, and therefore, why would the Mishnah require Reuven to swear at all? And the Gemara responds that this wasn't really the Svar Svara Abaya, and we have to modify the reason of Abaya just a bit, as Abaya really said, El Chashina, Shem Mesafik Milvi Yishani Yeshloi Lov, that we are Chashish, that Reuven has a Suffolk if Shimon owes him money or not, and that's why he grabbed the talisman properly, and once we will require him to make a Shvua, he will recant his claim, and he won't want to make a Shvua Sheka. The Gemara asks, why wouldn't he make a Shvua Sheka? V'lav Armina, Tafis Memeni Mesveka, Mishtabi Non Mesafik, that Abaya just told us that he doesn't agree to Rabbi Echron, and he holds that we say, Migda Chashar Armina, Chashin Amishvasa, and if we are Chashish, that Reuven improperly took this talis because he potentially had a claim, then we should also be Chashish, that Reuven will make a Shvua Sheka, Misafik, as Abaya Lemaisa holds, Migda Chashar Armina, Chashin Amishvasa, and how could it be that the Shvua would actually help? And the Gemara continues, Amr of Sheshis, Bred Rav Idi, Parashi Inshi, Misafik Shvua, Vlik Parashi, Misafik Remaina, My Time, Mom and Isa Bechazara, Shvua, Lesa Bechazara. Rav Sheshis, Bred Rav Idi, comes to explain the Pshat and Abaya, and he says that although Abaya holds that if we are Cheshis someone, that he actually stole something, then we would be Cheshis, he would also swear falsely. But if our only Cheshash is that Reuven took this item based on a potential claim against Shimon, in order for Reuven to be in a better position in case he actually is able to repush it his Suffolk, and he will remember that Shimon actually owes him money, however, we will still not be Cheshish that Reuven will actually swear falsely. And as Tesis explains, that Bishlema Legabi, the Tfisa of the money, so we could say that Reuven's intent is not to steal the money, but if he doesn't figure out that Shimon actually owes him this money, then he will return the talis to Shimon, and therefore no harm, no foul. But of course, once Reuven makes a Shvur, there is no way to fix that, and certainly he won't make a Shvur Shav based on the possibility that he really is owed this money. And therefore, even Abai agrees, we are Reuven potentially has a claim against Shimon, and that's why he was typhus the item. So certainly, even though there are banim l'chayshish that maybe he took this item shaloi kadin, ultimately the chacham were not chayshish that he would swear falsely in this scenario. And therefore, the chacham said, when two people are ichs and metalis, the din is that both of them have to make a shvua, and the din is yachleiku. L'maisa, now that we said that Abaya is actually chaylik on Rabbi Yechon, and he holds that we do hold migad chashar amayne chashin amishvasa. L'maisa, we brought three rice beforehand that we don't hold migad chashar amayne chashin amishvasa. So at least l'gabi Rab Nachman that mashpina is a shvua sesis, we have tesis at the top of Dafam of Nalv that explains that hachinami mishtamit, that it's possible to be mishtamit, and therefore over there we could say they're not really chashar amayna. L'maisa, we also brought rayas from Abchia and Rav Sheshes, and therefore I in the tesis deal maskal suffered milvi yishana yeshlei love, where tesis explains l'fi abaya the dinner of Sheshes that mashpina is a gimel shvuas, and the dinner of Abchia and Rabbanan by chevi apit kasai that shneim nishbayim v'neitlin are also cases where Rabbanan mochishes shem milvi yishana yeshlei love. And tesis points out that by a case of a gazlan vaday, for example, where Edim come and say that Reuven stole an item, or by a case of Kaifa Bekadin, there is no svar of Shem Milvi Yishana Yeshlo Lov, and Eina Chanami Abai would hold that Migad Chashar Meina Chashinami Ashvu Asa. And keep in mind that Ramban points out that certainly it is Asa to just grab the chayfetz of a friend just because you have a potential claim against him, and certainly it is considered Gzela. However, in the eyes of people, they don't feel it's Gzela. Therefore, Rabbanim Chashish, that maybe Reuven was Meir Heta to grab the talis, and that's why they required Reuven to make a Shvua, and therefore, Abaya's Svara is really very similar to the Svara of Papa, that the reason for the Shvua in our Mishnah is because potentially there's someone that's going to be Meir Heta. And before we continue with the Gemara, let us point out that certainly we know that even Sumchas who holds Maman Amutu B'Safik Cholkim B'Lei Shvua, that if Reuven comes into Bezin holding a talis and Shimon isn't holding onto that at all, then since Reuven is the Muchzik, so certainly the din is Hamaitzi B'Chebera V'Raya. And based on this, our Gemara continues, Boy Rab Zeri had the following question, Takfa Echa B'Fenenu Ma'u, what would it then be if Reuven and Shimon come to Bezdin, and at that point both of them are holding onto the talis, and in front of Bezdin, Reuven grabs the talis away from Shimon, and he's now the only one holding onto the talis. And the Gemara explains, Hechidami, Idish Shasik, I do ya idlei, be idikatsavach, my havle lemeved. And the Gemara states that Rabzeri's question cannot be in a case where Shimon kept quiet, and certainly we would say that Shtika Haida, and therefore certainly Reuven would be considered the Muchzik, and we would say, Amitzi Mechavel of Raya, and therefore that can't be the Shaila Rabzera, and Rabzeri's Shaila also can't be in a case where Shimon immediately started to scream, as my havala meved, what else should have Shimon done to protect himself when Reuven is stronger than him and grabs the talis in front of Bezdin? Certainly in that case, it wouldn't change the status, and Bezdin would still paskin yachleiku b'shvua. The Gemara therefore says, like tzricha, the shasar minkar of a hadat tzavach, my, what is the din? Mid the ashtak adu yoidle, oidilma, kiven the katzavach hashta, igloi milsa, the hide the shasar minkar, sava hakachazle rabbanon. And the Gemara therefore explains, explains that the Shaila of Rav Zeira is in a case where Reuven Shimon came to Bezin and Reuven grabbed away the tiles from Shimon in front of Bezin. And at that point, Shimon was quiet. And then afterwards, he was Sabeach and he started screaming. And the Shaila is, do we say that Lemaisa, he was initially quiet, and therefore we should say that Shtik Kaida, and therefore Reuven should win and would say a Maitz Mechbel Raya? Or do we say that initially he was quiet as he figured that Bezin saw Reuven grab the tiles and Shimon didn't feel the need to scream and protect his rights, but he then realized that Bezin will pass in Shtik Kaida, and therefore he started screaming? And the Gemara continues, Rab Nachman Toshma, Rab Nachman will now try to bring a Raya that we would say Shtik Kaida, and the din would be Hamaitz Mechbel Raya, and he wants to bring this Raya from a Braisa. The Braisa is a continuation of our Mishnah, and the Braisa states, Memed Ramum, Shashneim Adukim Ba, Aval Hussetals Yotze Metachas Yadish Lechman, Hamaitz Mechbel Oliver Raya. Braisa tells us that the only time that we learned in the Mishnah that the din is Yachleik Bishvua is only if both Reuven and Shimon are holding onto the talis. However, if only one of them has possession of talis, then we will pass in Hamaitz Mechbel Raya. Rab Nachman continues, Hechi Dami, what is the case of the Braisa? Ename Kediktani Pshita, El Shetakva Echob Befenenu. That certainly we can't say that the Braisa is talking about a simple case where Reuven and Shimon came to Bezin, and when they arrived at Bezin, Reuven was already muchsik and was already holding the entire talis, as that case would be pashut, and therefore the Braisa would not have to teach us that. And it must be that the Braisa is discussing a case where Reuven grabbed the talis while in front of Bezin, and as the Gemara points out, that Shimon was shosach v'achkin sabach, as if the case was where Shimon was shosach, then how could the Gemara say that we paskin for Reuven and we say a ma'aseh b'chavel raya, which is mashma if Shimon will bring a raya, he would be able to get this item away from Reuven, but l'chayr, since he was shosach, there's a din of shtik kaida, and even if he would bring a raya that at one point it belonged to him, well, the ma'aseh, since Shimon was shosach, therefore he already was meichel to Reuven, and Shimon would never be able to get it back from Reuven. Therefore, we see from this braisa that with Shimon was shosach, the l'b'seif tzavach, that the din is that Reuven keeps this item, and a ma'aseh b'chavel raya. And keep in mind that the chiddush of the braisa is that even though Reuven can keep this item, but ultimately the din is ha'maitzim mechavel of raya, and therefore if Shimon does bring a raya that it did belong to him, then since he was shasak v'lo b'tzev savach, so it will be glay milsel mafreya, that the reason why he was shasak was because he thought that he didn't have to protest since Bezin saw Reuven grab the chavitz, and in that case Shimon would be able to get the item back from Reuven. Gemara responds to Rav Nachman Loi that it's not a raya from this braisa to either side of Rav Zeira, as quite possibly if Reuven grabs the chavitz while in Bezin and Shimon is shasak v'lo b'tzev savach, we would still pass in achleku. However, hachem ma'eskinan kagoyim de'asul kaman k'detfis lo tavayu v'amin lu zilu plegu v'nafku v'hadu asik kitafis lo chaminayu. And the Brice is specifically discussing a case where Reuven and Shimon were both holding the talis, and Bezin actually paskin yachleku, and Reuven and Shimon then left Bezin, and they now come back to Bezin, and only Reuven is holding the talis. At this point, they're having a machlekes as hayayim adu oidli v'hayama b'dami yagati nale. Reuven, who's holding the chayfins and holding the talis, comes to Bezin and he claims that ultimately Shimon was moido, that the talis is mine, and that's why he gave it to me, and I am the rightful owner. And Shimon claims, I rented out my half of the talis to Reuven, and I still own 50%. And the Braisa teaches us that in this case, we would actually paskin for Reuven, and we would paskin hamitzim mechavel raya, as the chiddush is that min lei ad hashto chashle begazlim v'hashto b'yuzlo b'loisadi. As lemaisa, there's a reisa in the taina of Shimon, as Bezin will tell Shimon that until this point, you came and you claimed that Reuven is a gazlin, as really you owned the entire talis. So why would you now go and rent the chavitz to Reuven without making sure to cover your bases and have Eden that would be able to verify the facts? And therefore, you can't claim that you actually rented it to Reuven. And by the fact that Reuven has it, it must be that you actually gave it to Reuven and you were actually made it to Reuven, that Reuven is the rightful owner. And therefore, we pass him for Reuven that I might mechaber all of Araya. And I intend to maskal agusle b'le sadi, that Taiz says ve'in nama b'migudi b'y oma takfin mani, that we don't say that we should believe Shimon because he should have a migud. If he wanted, he could have said that Reuven just chopped it from me and he would have been believed. And Taiz explained that that really is the point of the Gemara, that there's a non-sadi, that Shimon wouldn't have rented this chayfas to Reuven without Edim. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara brings another reason why you can't bring a raya from this braisa to one of the studim of Rav Zeira. And the reason is because we could explain the braisa that in a chenami, the braisa is actually discussing a case where when they came to Bezin, Reuven was the only one that had a firm grip on the entire talis. And the chiddush of the braisa is that even though Shimon was holding onto the fringes of this talis, that we would still pass him for Reuven and we would pass him hamitzim mechaber al raya. And even according to Sumchas, that is a lower threshold and paskin zechalik b'lei shvua by all cases of mamon b'safik. But even Sumchas agrees that since Shimon has a weak connection and a weak tefisa on the talis, that will not suffice for Shimon to be able to have any claim on the talis. And we therefore paskin hamitzim mechaber Israel of Raya, but in a case where Reuven was typhus and Bezin, quite possibly we would still say Achleku, and we can't be pushed to Shaila of Rab Zera. And Rashi explained that the reason why Simchas is Maida, because over here it's not Mamanut Besafik, and as Rashi says, the Sirch Lav Klumi, Vein Shah Shachal Fenecha, Vloidamid Lunum Tsa Uber Betsida, as in those cases, Bezin immediately sees that there is a Shaila and there is a Safik. However, in this case, where Reuven is holding the Talis, and Shimon doesn't really have any clear Tfisa on the Talis, therefore there was no real Safik to Bezin, and therefore even Simchas would agree that the din is that Reuven is considered a Muchzik, and the din is a Maitzim Mechaber Olav Raya, and the Gemara was not pushed to the Shaila, and the Gemara continues, Im Tim Slema, Takva Echab Befneinu, Maitzin Isim Yodai, Hekdesha and Mekudeshes, if we were passing like one side of Rab Zera, and we would hold that if Reuven comes to the Bezin together with Shimon, and they're both holding onto the Talis, and Reuven grabs the Talis away from Shimon, and Shimon is Shasak, the little Pseid Tzabach, that we would still pass in Yachleku, so if Reuven goes and is Matish the entire Chafetz, it would not be considered Hekdesh, and as Rashi says, Hekdesha Blay Takva, that certainly in a case where both are still holding onto the Talis, then certainly neither of them can be Matish the entire Talis, and even in a case where Reuven would grab onto the Talis and be Matish the Talis, then it's not considered Hekdesh, as ultimately the din is that we'd be Metzirei Smiyadai, and the din would be Yachleku, and Tzarapia, why Rashi says Hekdesha Blay Takva, if certainly it would be a greater Chiddush to tell us, even in a case where Reuven grabbed on to the entire Talis, and now he's Muchzik in the Talis, that even so, since the din is Maitzina Ismiyadai, therefore he has no right to be Makdish the entire Talis. And the Gemara continues, Im Tim Slema, Takfa Echa Befneinu, Im Maitzina Ismiyadai. However, we hold like the other side of Rab Zera, that if Reuven grabbed the Talis and Shimon was Shasak Velo B'Seid Tzavach, then we would not take away this item from Reuven, and we would pass on Maitzim Mechaber of Raya. So certainly in a case where Reuven actually grabbed onto the item, then certainly if Reuven was Makdish at that point, it's considered Reuven's Chayfetz, and therefore he certainly can be Makdish the item. However, the Gemara is a Shaila, Hakdesh Blay Takfa Mao. What would happen if Reuven was Makdish this Talis, but he didn't chop it away from Shimon? And the Shaila is as follows, Kivin da Amamar, Murasal Gvaya, Kimisirasal Hedi Dami, Kamanda Takvi Dami. Would we say that since we know that if someone says that something should be Hekdesh, it's considered as if he gave it to a Hedit, and the Hedit was already Koinit, therefore, even though Reuven was not Taikiv the Talis and did not grab hold onto the Talis, but since Reuven actually said that this item and this Talis should be Hekdesh, therefore it's Kimisirasal Hedit, and we therefore look at it as if Reuven grabbed onto the Talis and he was Makdish at that point, and we know that Din is Emet Serim Simiyadai, and therefore it should be a valid Hekdesh. Oy Dilma, what do we say? Hashtami Alay Takva, the Lamaisa Reuven not grab onto the Chayfetz, and therefore he can't be Makdish it. And the reason is because Viksiv, the Torah teaches us, Vish Kiyakdish is basic, Kredish Lashem. We learned that in order to be Makdish something, it has to be similar to Besai, Ma Besai Bishusai, just like your house is in your Rishus and under your control. And therefore, the only way to be Makdish something is only once it's under your control. And as the Gemara says, La Fukai Hai, the Loy Bishusai, and therefore Hekdesh can't be Chal, because at that point that Reuven was Makdish it, it wasn't completely under his control, as at that point he and Shimon were both holding the Talis. And the Gemara continues that we just had a Shaila according to the Tzad of Rab Zera. If the din is that Takva Echa Befenenu Eim Yitzina Ismiyadai, then we had a Shaila of Hekdesh Blay Takva Mao. What would be the din if someone is Makdish an item without grabbing onto the item? And do we consider it that once you're Makdish it, it's considered as if you grab the item and then you're Makdish it, or do we not say that? And the Gemara says, Tashma, bring your Raya from a story that occurred with Amorayim. And we continue on Davav and Beis, that Himasusa, that Minso La Betray, Hay Amadidihu, Vay Amadidihu, Kam Chabinau, Akdisha, that there was a bathhouse, that there were two people that were fighting over it. Reuven said that the bathhouse belongs to me. Shimon said the bathhouse belongs to me. And then Reuven got up and he was Makdish the bathhouse. And Lemaisa and Amorayim were concerned that maybe the bathhouse was Hekdish and therefore they can't have enough from it. And therefore, Pashi Yimina, Rab Chanani, Rab Isha, Vakul Rabbanon, Rab Chanani, Rab Isha, and old Rabbanon were perished from having enough from this bathhouse. And Rab Isha said to Rabbo, Ki Azaz Kamed Rab Chisla Kafri, when you go and travel to Rab Chisla and Kafri, Bayu Mine, you should ask the Shaila from Rab Chisla and Ki Asla Surah. And while Rabbo was traveling towards Kafri, he passed through Surah. And Rabbo therefore asked the Shaila to Rab Nuna, who lived in Surah. And Amla Rab Nuna, and Rab Nuna told Rabbo, Masisani, that Lachara could bring a riot to the Shaila from a Mishnah Mesechus Tyrus, as the Mishnah teaches us, Saf Becheris, Echabacha Adam, Echabacha Behema, Bain Tarim, Bain Tmeim, Hamitsu Mechavaria, Olveraya, Vitani Allah, Asurim Begizva Veda. And the Mishnah teaches us that if there is a Safa Bechar, and it doesn't make a difference if it's a Safa Bechar of an animal, and for example, an animal gave birth, and we're unsure if it already had a previous child or not, or a Safa Bechar Adam, where a woman certainly knows if she was previously pregnant, but a woman had a miscarriage, and we aren't sure if she was Mapil, a discharge, and had a din of a child, the Gabi, the din of Bechar, and therefore her next child would not be considered a Bechar, or if Ruach Apila, and it wasn't considered a child, the Gabi, Gabi Dina Bechar, and if her next child is male, it would be considered Bechar. And similarly, it doesn't make a difference if the animal is a kosher animal, where you have to give the actual animal to the Kayin, or a Behemoth Tmeya, where there is a din of Pidyon Petach Chamara, and you redeem a firstborn Chamara with a Seh, and give the Seh to a Kayin. In all cases, since it's a Safed Bechar, the din is Hamaisi Mechavel of Raya, and as Rashi points out, that the Havmin of the Gemara is that when we said Hamaisi Mechavel of Raya, it actually has two different dinim. If the Yisrael has this Bechar in his possession, then the Kayin is considered a Maitzi, and the Yisrael would not have to give the Bechar to the Kayin. However, if a Kayin grabs onto this Bechar, and the Yisrael is Shasak, and only afterwards does he start screaming, then we would consider the Yisrael the Maitzi Mechaberai, and the Kayin would be able to keep this Bechar, and therefore in Havri Gemara, the Gemara is going on to the side that Takva Kayin e Maitzi Na Ismiyadai, and Rav Nuna continued and brought a brisa that stated that Benegay the Safed Bechar, the din is that it's going to be Asa Begiz Vavayda, and even when it's in Rishus Yisrael, and the Kohen did not yet grab onto the Bechar, the din is that it's Kaddish Bekedushas Bechar. And Rav Nuna now continues with his Raya, V'ahacha da'amad v'chi takvu Kohen e'm v'tzi yis mi'adai, d'ktani ha'mitzim v'chabel v'raya, v'chi lay takvu asurim begiz v'avayda. And we see from this Mishnah that the Mishnah holds that if the Kohen would grab onto the Bechar, then we would not be able to take the Bechar away from the Kohen. And as we said, that the Havmina is that once the Kohen grabs onto this Bechar, then there's a din of ha'mitzim v'chabel v'raya, and the Yisrael would not be able to just take this Bechar back from the Kohen. And clearly we see that even if the Kohen did not grab onto the Bechar, the din is that it's Asa Begiz V'Avayda and Hegdash is Chal, and therefore L'Chayu, the same should apply to the case of the bathhouse, even though the Maisa Reuven did not grab onto the bathhouse, but since if he would grab onto it, Reuven should be able to keep the bathhouse, therefore if he was Makdash it even prior to grabbing hold of the bathhouse, the din should be that's considered Hegdash, and therefore the Amoraim were correct by not using this bathhouse as it is considered Hegdash. And as Rashi says, V'chi lo yitakfu chomu koya Hegdash lo isu Megiz V'Avayda, Shema Minod, Intim Sleim, Atakfu im Yitzinais Miyadai, Hegdash Mekudeshes. Now I entice us at the bottom of that Dovah Menalev that is bothered al Chayra, what does Masusa have to do with the case of Takva Kayin, or the case where someone grabs onto the talis, as al Chayra is not Shaykh Tfiso, Benegea Masusa, which is Kaka. And Taisus explained that Nira Dehochi Mebaylei, Ben Masusa, Kiyuna Mekakoyi, since it's considered Kaka, Bavadina called Om Gova, and the standard then would be that called Om Gova, Vekiyun Dim Takva Echad Vekdishak Shibiyadai, Mistama Sule Paka, and certainly if Reuven would grab onto this item, and he would be stronger than Shimon, and he would somehow be Machzik in this Kaka, and the bathhouse, then certainly if he's Machzik, it would be considered Hegdish. Now, Filu Chaza Chaveir V'Takva Menu, and even if his friend would now go and grab the bathhouse away from him, but Lamaisa, he already made Hegdish, and therefore it would retain its Kedusha. Therefore, Kekdisha B'loy Takva Nami Have Hegdish, and even when Reuven would be Machzik without grabbing onto the Masusa, and without taking control of the bathhouse, it should still be considered Hegdish. And the second side of the Gemara is, Oidilmo, Kivin Afilu Gavar Echad, and Miachal Hashem, and Lachsal, Tekvim, and Ozecha, that even if Reuven would grab on and take control of the bathhouse, if Shimon would now be able to throw Reuven out and take control of the bathhouse, so Shimon could do so, and it would now be considered Shimon's. Therefore, Hu Adin, Hegdish, Bloy Takva, Lo Yachal Hegdish Klal, and therefore, even if Reuven would be Matashit without taking control of the bathhouse, it would not be considered Hegdish at all. And since if Shimon would come and now grab it away from Reuven, then Shimon would be Zecha, therefore it's not Shaykh that Hegdish could be stronger than Tkifa. And the Gemara continues, Omali Rabbah, and Rabbah responds to Rav Nuna, Kedushas Bechor Kamer, that you can't bring a Raya from the Mishnah Mesechus Tyrus, which is talking about Kedushas Bechor, because Lo Ilam Melcha, Takav Kayim, Mitzinai Semiyadai. It's really, I could tell you that Mishnah Mesechus Tyrus does not mean that it's always Hamitzim Mechavir of Raya, and it just means that if Reuven has a Sav Bechor, then the Kohen cannot go and take it away from the Yisrael because Hamitzim Mechavir of Raya. And really, if the Kohen would go and grab this Bechor away from the Yisrael, we would actually go and take it away from the Kohen, and we would not say Hamitzim Mechavir of Raya as Takva Kohen's Mitzinai Semiyadai. And even though we said beforehand that according to the Tzad of Rav Zera, that Takva Echad Befneinu Mitzinai Semiyadai, and certainly if Shimon was not Taikiv of the item, then certainly Shimon cannot be Makdish's item, and even if Shimon would actually be Taikiv of the item, he still can't be Makdish's item because it doesn't belong to Shimon and would be Mitzinai Semiyadai. So why is it that it's Asurim Begiz Vavayda in this case if Lamaisa the Yisrael owns this animal and the Kohen can't be Taifis it from the Yisrael, and therefore the Kohen has no Shaykhis to the animal and it shouldn't be considered Hegdish? And Rabbi explains, even though the Kohen doesn't really have any connection to this Bechor, this Safed Bechor, while it's in the Rishus of the Yisrael, will still be also Begiz V'Avodah. And the reason is because there's a separate din and a special din of Bechor that it's Kaddish Merechem, and on this side that this animal is actually a Bechor, therefore it's also Begiz V'Avodah. And as Rashi states, the time of the Begiz V'Avodah, La Meshum Dihei L'Kohen Avayin Shum Kayach Behen. The reason why it is an Issa of Gizva Avayda on this Saf Bechar is not because the Kohen has any Schos or any power in this Saf Bechar, as even if he would grab it, he would actually have to give it back to Yisrael. And as Rashi says, Al Hachem Shum Issa Safa Gizva Kachim, Vekadusha Ba Melea Shiny, Shem Becharhu Me'il of Kaddish, as if this animal is ultimately a Bechar, then it already was Kaddish Merechem, Ve'ikalus Fukid Behachi, and therefore on the Tzad that is actually Hegdish and it's actually Bechar, it's also Begizva Avayda. However, Rabbi tells Rav Nunar that it's possible in the case of the Masusa that since the only way that this bathhouse could become Hegdish is only because Reuven went and said I wanted it to become Hegdish, so certainly if we hold that Takfu Maitzina Yismiyadai, then certainly the bathhouse would not be considered Hegdish. And even on the Tzad that if Reuven would grab hold and take control of the bathhouse, then Reuven would be able to keep it as Takfu Maitzina Yismiyadai. Even so, if he wants to make it Hegdish prior to grabbing on to the bathhouse and taking control of the bathhouse, it would not be considered Hegdish. And the reason is, as the Gemara stated on that Bavam Nav, the Inyachal Hakdish Dov She'inu B'Rishusai. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Rab Chananya L'Rabba Tanya de Masayilach. Rab Chananya, who was traveling together to Rabba to go to Kafri to ask the Shailah of Rab Chista, and while they were passing through Sura, they met up Rab Amnuna and they asked the Shailah of Rab Amnuna. And Rab Chananya now wants to bring a Raya to Rabba that the din is that Takfu Koyin Maitzina Isim Yodai. And as we will see, Rab Chananya will bring a Raya to Rabba from a Braisa, and the Messiah says, he actually says Ikra b'Mishnah b'Chayrus Daftes, that this din that we're about to learn is actually from a Mishnah Mesechus B'Chayrus V'Derech Hashas L'Katzah K'Moshe Kasvot Tosfos Sukkah D'Yom Maschil Bayis. And the Gemara is just paraphrasing the Mishnah Mesechus B'Chayrus, as Tosfos Mesechus Sukkah teaches us that this is the Derech of Shas to at times not bring down and not quote the exact Mishnah and only paraphrase from a Mishnah. And prior to continuing with the Raya, let us bring Akdama, as if Reuven knows a Chamor that is a Bechor, there was a Mitzvah D'Raisa in Petach Hamar, and Reuven has to take a seh and redeem the Hamar and give the seh to a Kohen, and prior to redeeming the Hamar is also to use. And we also know that if there is a suffix of a Hamar as a Bechar, then Reuven will still take a seh and be paid to the Hamar misafik and remove any potential issa from the Bechar, but he would not have to give the seh to a Kohen as Benegei Mamnes, the din is Hamayis Mechabel of Raya. And Rashi also explains that if there is a Kohen whose maternal grandfather is a Yisrael and his maternal grandfather dies, and now the Kohen was Yerish 10 donkeys that were all Vada Bechayim, and at the point that they were born, they belonged to Yisrael, and therefore there's a Chiev to do Pidyon Petach Hamar on all 10 donkeys, and therefore the Kohen would now take 10 Seh, and he would do Pidyon Petach Hamar and take off the Yisurim of the Chamarim. And now that this Kohen has 10 Seh that we use for Pidyon Petach Hamar, the din is that he would still have to go and take off Maisa Behemah from these 10 sheep, as although certainly when Yisrael gives a Seh to a Kohen for Pidyon Petach Hamar, the Kohen would certainly not include in the corral and would not included in Maisa Behema, but that is because it was given to him as Matnas Kuna, and we know that if someone receives a Matana, there is no requirement to take off Maisa Behema. And Rashi therefore says, if Yisrael is paid a Safek Petach Hamar with the Seh, then Yisrael has to place that Seh together with the other Seh and include it in the corral, and in Hafresh's Maisa Behema, and the 10th animal that walks out of the door of the pen would be Maisa Behema, and even if it is the Seh that was the Pidyon Petach Hamar, it can become Maisa Behema. And let us continue with the Raya, as the Braisa states has sveikos nichnasan l'deir l'saser, that if you have a suffix of pidyon petach hamar, then that seh must be placed into the corral and is included in the cheshbon of ma'aseh behema. And Rav Chananya now wants to say that this should be a raya to the din of Rabba, because the isak gedayt of takvu koyin emoitzin es miyadai. And if we would say that if a koyin grabs on to a suffix pidyon petach hamar, the din is that he should keep it and you would not take it away from him. So then he has a shaychus to the seh. So amay nichnasan l'deir, how could it be that the Yisrael would go and place this behema into the corral for Maisa Behema, Nimtzezeh, Paitre Meinu, Mein Shal Kohen, if this animal comes out as the 10th animal, and now you're going to use it as your Maisa Behema, so the Yisrael is using the Mum of the Kohen to Pata Eschiyah of Maisa Behema, and logically that doesn't make sense, and therefore it must be that Rab is correct, that Takvu Kohen Maitzina Isim Yadai, and therefore the Kohen doesn't have any connection to the Seh, and that's why the Yisrael places the Seh within his corral, and he uses it as part of his animals for Maisa Behema. And the Gemara continues, Abayu responds to Rav Chananya, Imishum Ha'ol to Sayer Lamar, that if your only raya is from this braisa, it is not a valid raya to Rabba's din. As it is really possible that Takfu Kohen, Imaitzim Miyadai, that even though if the Kohen would grab on to the Safa Pidyon Petach Hamar, the Kohen would be able to keep the Seh, and we would not take it away from the Kohen. And even though the Kohen has a Tzad Tzchia in the Seh, the braisa still tells us that the Yisrael has to take that Seh and place it into the corral, and he could use it for Maisa Behema. And the reason is because Hachabai's Iskinon, the Bryce is talking about a specific case, Kagoin, the Lesley El Tishvu, that we're talking about a scenario where Reuven only has exactly 10 animals, and he has 9 animals which are not a Suffolk Pidyon Petach Hamar, and he has 1 Seh, which is a Suffolk Pidyon Petach Hamar, and therefore, even though Takvu Koyin, Imaitzinais Miyadai, however, Manushach, Ibach Yuvahu Shapakam Asa, and Ilabach Yuvahu Tishulabar Surinanu, as if this 10th Seh, which is a Suffolk Pidyon Petach Hamar, was really not considered a Pidyon Petach Hamar, as the Hamar was not a Bechar, and therefore this 10th Seh was actually a Seh of Chulin, and therefore Reuven actually has 10 Seh of Chulin in this corral, and certainly the 10th one that comes out will be Maisa Behema, and the Kohen has no connection to the Seh at all. And of course, the only other tzad is that this Seh was a valid Pidyon Petach Hamar, as the Hamar was really a Bechar, and therefore there was a requirement to give this Seh to the Kohen, and if so, you only have 9 animals of Chulin in the corral, and the 10th one really belongs to the Kohen, and therefore, even though you're going to count the 10th one as Maisa Behema, but ultimately it's not really Maisa Behema, as in reality there were only 9 animals that were Chayiv and Maisa Behema in this corral, and therefore you can't prove in this Braisa that the din is that Taku Koyim might see Naisim Yodai. And the Gemara continues that Abaye just responded to Rab Chananya that it's Raya to Rabbah, that Taku Koyim might see Naisim Yodai is now Val Raya, and the Gemara tells us, Hadam Abaye, Lab Milsi Dami, that although I just stated that this Braisa is not a Raya to Rabbah, that Taku Koyim might see Naisim Yodai, but in reality, I'm really incorrect, as you could bring a raya from this brisa to the shita of Rabbah that takvu koyin maitzina isim yodai. And as Abaye continues, the speaker la basuriu, that if we would hold that takvu koyin im maitzina isim yodai, meaning if the koyin grabs it, then we would not take it away from the koyin. Then, of course, as we stated before, it's as if the koyin has some zechia and some connection to the seh that's a suffer pidyon petach hamar. And even if there would only be 10 animals in the corral, it would certainly not be a chiyuv to take off maisa behema from this group of animals, and since there's a suffix, if this animal is considered a bechar or it's considered chulin, therefore creates a suffix legabe all the other 9 animals as well, if there is a chiv to take off maisa behema from that group or not. And there's a special din but a gear maisa behema that the only time there's a chiv take off maisa behema is only on animals that are vade chayv take off maisa behema on. But if there's a suffix, if there's a chiv to take off maisa behema, then there is no obligation to take off maisa behema, and even in a case where you could say memanushach, as we stated before, and therefore by wants to say that it must be that Rab is correct that Takvu Koyin is Metzina Is Miyadai, and since the Koyin has no Shaykhis and no connection to the Seh, as even if he would grab it, he would have to give it back to the Yisrael, therefore a Seh that's a Suffolk opinion Petach Hamar has to go into the corral, and if it comes out as the 10th animal, it will become Maisa Behema. Baya continues that had I know that I'm correct that once it's a Suffolk B'negei Bechar, you don't have to take off Maisa Behema. As the Tanan we learned in Mishnah Masechet Becharis, Kofetz Echman Amnun L'Teichan Kulun Peturin, that if someone's counting his animals and they're walking through the doorway and one of the ones that were already counted jump back into the group of animals that were within the corral, then the Mishnah teaches us that Peturin, and as Rashi says, Bein Oisin Shiatsu, Bein Oisin Shabatei Chadir, Vafilein Elav, not only would you not be able to take off Maisa Behema based on the ones that already went out of the doorway, but even on the ones that are still within the corral, and even if there are 1,000 animals, and generally we'd have a din of Bittul Barayv, however we would still say that all of those animals that are within the corral would be Potter. And as Rashi says, that the reason why the animals that are outside the corral are potter is because of a minyan roi. And as Rashi says, shechshemonon haya minyan roi lahashlem v'lo v'lochal ma'isa, as when you started counting them, and for example, you're up to number 5, and then the 6th one came out and went back into the corral. So those 5 that came out were part of a group that could have been counted and could have become ma'isa behema. And as we will see, that we hold minyan roi is potter, and the ones that are still within the corral are also potter, because since number 6 went back into the corral, this 6th animal that went back into the corral is now mixed in with all the other animals, and we're not sure which one was the one that was already counted. And we know the pasuk says, "Kol shi'ava tachas hashevet ha'machmana v'loy sh'ava kvar," that the only way that you could count any animals b'negei ma'isa behema is only if they were never counted, and this is the first time that being counted. But since there will be a suffix on every single animal that will now go out of the corral, if it was already counted or if it was not yet counted, and therefore it's not shayach that the rest of the animals that are within the corral will be in the Pasha of Maisa Behema either. And Abaye continues with his Raya of Isa Gadaitach Sveka Boyasure La Asim Manoshach, that if you would tell me that even though something is a Suffolk, you still have to take off Maisa, so in this case, Manoshach, you should be able to take off Maisa Behema from all those animals that are still in the corral. And as Abaye explains, the Ibach Yuvahu Shapim Asa, and the Ila Bach Yuvahu Nifta Beminya Roy, the Amaraba Minya Roy Poita. And as Rashi explains, if the next 10 animals that come out of the corral are all Bach Yuvim, and animal number 6 that was previously counted is not included in these 10 animals, then certainly these animals are mechuyev b'maisa, and number 10 will be maisa behema. Even on the tzad, that amongst the 10 that went out of the corral, number 6 was included in this group, and therefore you really only have 9 animals that are mechuyev b'maisa behema. However, that's not going to be a problem either, as since when these animals were walking out of the corral and Reuven was counting 1, 2, and 3, there were still many animals in the corral that could have been used as the maisa behema, and it would have taken off the chiyuv of maisa behema from these animals, and therefore at that point it's considered min ha'ra'i, and therefore just by the fact that you counted these animals, it actually potters you from taking off maisa behema. And even though you didn't properly take off maisa behema, as animal number 6, which was already counted as maisa behema, was included amongst this 10, but even so, all the animals that you ultimately counted will be considered potter based on min ha'ra'i. And Rashi explains min ha'ra'i potter that ha'ilay yutlaim, if Reuven had 10 sheep and he counted 5, and then one of the ones that are still inside the corral dies, then all of the ones that were already counted are potter, and the rest of those that were not counted will be mitzarif to another gurin. And if Reuven has other bechurim that are born during the season, then it will take the extra animals that are left over and it will add them to those groups, and then it'll take off maisa from the new group. However, although you'll have to take off maisa behema from any of those animals that were not yet counted, but ultimately on those first 5 animals that walked out of the corral and they were already counted prior to one of the other animals dying, would it all be potter and you would not have to take off maisa behema? And Rashi says, that the pasuk says, kol sheyava tachas ha-shavat, and we learn out that not if it already passed through the shevet, then b'sha'ovet tachas ha-shevet v'loi ol b'yodet la'aser, shuvein im avir pa'macheres, k'shivod lo'i t'loim l'tzaf imarim. And these 5 t'loim that already went out of the corral at a point where it was possible to take off maisa behema for them, so ultimately, even though you're never taking off maisa behema, it still be considered potter for maisa behema. And Abaye continues with his raya that since the Mishnah stated that and we don't say that you should place them into corral and go through the process of maisa behema, and we will have a svarim in monashach. And the Gemara continues on Daf Zayin Manav al ma'is l'chamema, and it must be that the reason why we don't say that is because asir vade machmana v'le asir yisafik, that the only time that is achiev to take off maisa behema is only when you're going to have 10 that are vade chayiv in maisa. But in the case where there's any suffix and there's any potential that these animals are not chayiv in maisa behema, then there is no chiev to take off maisa behema mi suffix. And as Rashi points out, the chol hasir shebekan suffixin, and in the case of the Mishnah, every single 10 animals, there's always going to be a suffix, shafil yatsa patur bechamishi, that even if the one that was already potter goes out of the corral at number 5 and it's not actually the maisa behema, shuben hasir kar hasir elachi, then number 10 is really not number 10, it's really not maisa behema, and it's really only the 9th one. And the reason is shapator inam and a minyan, and certainly that animal that was already counted and became potter based on it being minyan roi can certainly not be counted amongst the 10 that are counted towards maisa behema, and therefore although 10 animals physically went out of the corral, but since one of those animals may be an animal that is potter for maisa behema, therefore it's as if only 9 animals went out of the corral and you're trying to make the 9th one to become maisa behema, and certainly that wouldn't work, and therefore the man of shach doesn't work out. And that's why in the Mishnah Masechta Becherit by Kofetz Echad Menuno in Lutechon, the din is that kulam paturin. And therefore Abaye also continues, hachinami asiri vada machmana v'le asiri safik. And therefore in the case of asfekas nechnasal adilis aser, if it's true that takfu koyin emoy tzinais miyadai, then lecherit the koyin does have a connection to the bechor, and if so, it is considered a case of safik bechor, and the braisa would not be able to tell us that you placed it into the deer, and we would include that safik bechor in the count for maisa behema. And therefore Abaye says that in a chanami from that braisa, it's a right to the din of rabba that takfu koyin emoy tzinais miyadai, and therefore we look at this animal as if it's not a suffix at all and it belongs completely to the Yisrael, and that's why you could place the suffix Bechar into the corral in order to take off Maisa Behema, because every time the 10 animals walk out of this corral, then we don't have any suffix included in those animals, as even if one of those animals are actually a suffix Bechar, but since we hold Takva Koyim Metzinais Miyadai, therefore the Koyim doesn't have any Zchi in that animal, this would not be a chesaron of Asir Vadeh Rachmana Vole Asir Suffix, and that's why you could take off Maisa from this corral, and we will stop over here.